Hello? Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good.
My name is Monique. I'm returning a call from to this number from the Alabama Department of Labor Unemployment Division.
Uh-huh.
I am returning a call back from this number. May I speak to the person who requested this call?
This is me.
How you doing?
I'm fine. How about you?
Good. I need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How may I help you?
I'm just wondering why I try to file for unemployment again, and it's saying that I can't to call y'all.
So you want to reopen your claim or file a claim?
I need to file a claim, but I never got paid. It said that I didn't report in 2 weeks, but I reported in every week, but they didn't never pay me, so I stopped. I just stopped reporting.
Yes, sir. Did you call the inquiry department?
Yes. I called everybody. They sent me to you.
Okay, what's your social?
420-339-338.
Can I have your first and last name?
Terry Hood.
Can I have your date of birth?
7/27/1989.
Your mother? Can I have your mother's maiden name?
Wilson.
Okay, give me 1 second. Are you a U.S. citizen?
Uh-huh.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
Do I?
Yes, sir. Do you consider yourself disabled?
I consider myself disabled, yes, but a doctor don't.
Okay. Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
Yes.
What was the highest grade you completed in school?
I completed all of them.
12th grade?
I went to college.
Okay. Do you have a driver's license?
Not at the moment. They tied up right now.
Yes, sir. Do you have an Alabama ID number?
No.
Okay, give me 1 second.
I mean, I could probably think of it. It's
You do have an ID number?
I mean, I can give you one, yeah. I mean, I think it's 885970.
Okay. If you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments direct deposit into your checking or savings account. The AL Vantage prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card will take additionally 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you are approved for payment. There are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which one would you prefer?
Direct deposit.
Okay. Would you like it in checking or savings?
Put in checking.
Okay. Can I have your route number?
Oh, yeah. Let me look that up real fast.
Okay.
Okay. The route number is
04-1-215-215.
Uh-huh. Okay. 663. So it's 04-1-215-5663.
Yep. Can I get your bank account number?
Yeah, I'm trying to get that. It got it hidden. Hold up. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
You got Cash App? You know anything about Cash App?
We don't accept that.
Ooh. All right. Let's put it on Chime then. You got Chime?
We don't accept that either.
Yeah. Well, shit. Send me a check then.
You want to do the benefits card?
Hell yeah, something.
Okay. I will put you down for the benefits card, okay?
Okay, but can you ask them for, how are they going to tell me they can't send no money to what I'm banking with?
We don't use that bank. We don't use a bank, Chime or Cash App.
Yeah, but, hell, you can use any bank you want, but you can send it from that bank to Chime or Cash App, right?
Sir?
Never mind, it's all right.
Okay. Can I have your address?
You gonna come over? No, I'm just playing. It's 11.
Yes, sir.
810.
Yes.
County Road 41.
Yes, sir.
That's Hartford, Alabama.
Can I have your zip code?
36344.
Is your residence address different from the above mailing address?
Yeah, what's the above mailing address?
You said
No, it ain't.
Has your address changed in the last year?
No, I've been the same spot.
Can I have your cell phone number?
You gonna call me?
334. Yes, sir.
475-5088.
Okay.
With a heart emoji.
I'm going to verify your mailing address, okay?
Okay.
You said 11810 County Road 41, Hartford, Alabama 36344.
That's it. Come on.
It is necessary to verify your identity when filing for UC benefits. You will be asked to answer randomly generated questions. Which of the following cities has a current or former associated to you? Enterprise. No, you have to let me tell you first. And then
I'm sorry.
I'm going to repeat my question, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? Enterprise, Prattville, Decatur, Jasper, or none of the above?
Enterprise.
Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 111 22nd Street, 213A DeMarcus Road, 257 Old Lokey Ferry Road, or 6813 Markham Drive? Or you have never been associated with any of these addresses?
I don't know, man. I might have been over there before, but I ain't live there. Was it 213A Damascus Road?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I stayed there now.
In which of the following cities have you attended college? Houston, Lawrenceville, Pittsburgh, or Wallace?
Well, I went to community college around here at Wallace.
Wallace? Yeah, so none of the above?
Hell no. Would they accept me?
I'm not for sure.
Oh, I thought y'all put me in a program or something.
Did you file or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
I can't even get unemployment benefits in this state.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No, I wish though.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civil in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
18 months? No.
Did you receive a notification that you have TRA certification?
I don't even know what that is.
Are you filing for DUA, Disaster Unemployment Assistance?
Oh, no.
The last day you worked?
Oh, shit. let's see, January 20th.
This year?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Physically, yeah. Mentally, I don't think so.
Okay, I'm going to ask you one more time, okay?
Oh, yes, ma'am. I have been both. Yes.
Do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
No.
Are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No.
Are you recently registered? Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No, I'm out of school now.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yeah.
Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yeah.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked in the last 18 months?
No, they can't afford it.
Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
Boy, I wish, but no, ma'am, I'm having.
How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
As many as I need to. I like money.
So what? How many miles would you say?
Let's just say 25, because gas high now.
What is the lowest hourly wage you will accept?
Oh, shit, I'm at 10, shit, $11, for real.
Okay.
I'm educated, you know, I went to college and everything.
Yes, sir.
I think I should get it. You think that's fair?
Sir?
You think it's fair?
What, $11?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't want to ask for too much, you know?
Yeah, you can do that. Do you obtain work through a union hiring hall?
No, ma'am.
Did your employer give you the 5-day to return to work?
No.
What was your job title?
Evisceration.
Could you repeat that?
Evisceration.
Could you give me a description?
Poultry processing.
Poultry.
I suck the guts out of the chickens. And check their blood.
Okay. Give me one second. Could you spell that for me?
Which one? Poultry processing or evisceration?
I do the poultry one.
Okay. P-O-U-L-T-R-Y.
P-O-U-L-T-R-Y. T-R-Y.
P-R-O.
P-R-O.
Cessor.
Cessor?
Like processor.
Okay. Okay, I got it.
Okay.
Are you seeking work in your current occupation?
I'm seeking work in every occupation.
What was your most recent employer?
Pilgrims.
Okay, I see that.
Yeah, or it's JBS. Might be JBS. I mean, they're the same company, but...
Yes, sir. I see the Pilgrims one.
Okay.
Okay. Do you have their telephone number?
No. I don't call them. They call me.
What, do you know where the, what I'm trying to say? Where is that job located?
Oh, it's in Enterprise.
Enterprise? Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Give me one second, because I have to have their telephone number.
You mean try to Google it for you real fast?
That will help.
Okay, hold on.
Okay. Do you know what day you started that job?
I started December 27th.
Okay. Of last year?
No, this is all this year.
The year just started.
Yeah, I know. Like, I worked there 2 months, man.
So you went in last year, like in December of 2021?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I refused to take the second COVID shot because the first one made me sick as hell, and I ain't with that shit. So they just fired me because they said that everybody in there has to take it, like it's mandatory.
Yes, sir. And you said the last day you worked was what day?
January 20th.
Okay. Have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay from any time after your last day of work, vacation, sick pay, or holiday?
No, I wasn't eligible for none of that.
Have you applied for a pension or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No, I wasn't eligible.
Okay. You said you were discharged?
Yeah.
Okay. Give me 1 second. I'm trying to put a good reason. You said it was because of COVID, right?
Well, it's because I refused to take the second shot because the first shot had me sick. Mm-hmm. And then they still gave me points, you know, for absent points for me being sick for the damn shot that they made me take.
Yes, sir.
I don't understand that.
I'm going to give you a temporary pen. Are you ready for it?
Hell yeah.
Sir.
Come on, hell yeah.
3889.
Yes, sir.
That's it? Yes, sir. That's when you call to file your unemployment every Sunday. That's your temporary pin from when you start your first Sunday.
Oh, okay.
And then you redo your own pin.
Okay, let me check that out one more time. 3839?
3889.
All right.
Yes, sir.
I was born in 89. I should remember that.
Yes, sir, because that's going to your temporary pin will always be the last two of your social and the last 2 year of your birth year.
Damn sure is. Ain't y'all smart?
Are you
y'all
ready?
Y'all be doing little tricks, huh?
Sir?
Y'all be doing tricks with the social security numbers, like my number means something?
No, sir, it's just how the system does it. We don't know.
Oh, okay.
The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effectively this week. The unemployment claim we just finished also registers you for work with Alabama Career Center System. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log into at alabamaworks.alabama.gov and update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. You must be able and available to work actively seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification either by telephone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. If you choose to file via the internet, the website is www.labor.alabama.gov. If you file the telephone number you should call each week is 800-752-7389. Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. Friday, but not on Saturday. Make your first certification either by telephone or internet on the next week. An information booklet will be mailed to you. This booklet explains your rights and responsibilities, how your claim is determined. Please read the information carefully. Failure to follow the instructions listed could result in a loss of benefits. If you do not receive the booklet within the next 7 days or have questions about the information, please call 1-800-361-4524. Mr. Terry, we have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions?
Yeah, who I talked to about getting you a raise? Because you do your damn job good.
Thank you. I'm not for sure.
Well, it's recorded.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, they need to stamp that, no cap.
Is that all?
That's it. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling the Alabama Employment Claims Line. Enjoy your day.
You too, baby.
Okay.